Obviously, you already know this wasn't me, Mum. I tossed the newspaper I was holding onto a nearby table as I met my mother's concerned gaze. Damn it! I'd gotten to her country estate in Surrey as soon as I'd seen the tabloids in London, but apparently I hadn't been quick enough. My mother had her own copy of the Fresh Off the Presses scandal sheet right next to her elbow, and I was willing to bet she had read the entire article. Possibly more than once. I got her silent answer when she raised a brow and pinned me with that all-knowing parental stare that I'd hated since childhood. Isabella Lancaster was pushing 63 years old, but she was still beautiful. Her dark hair had gone grey rather gracefully, and her dark brown eyes were still as sharp as they'd been years ago. She knew all, saw all. And maybe I was an idiot to think that I could get to Surrey from London before she found out what was all over the tabloids this afternoon. Mum tolerated the gossipy upper-class crowd much better than I did, so was it really surprising that she'd already gotten the news? "You can't keep covering for him, Damien." Her voice was firm, but I could recognise the underlying distress. I shrugged. "What do you want me to do? Dylan isn't in a good place right now." Truthfully, my younger by 15 minutes identical twin brother hadn't been in his right mind for the last 2 years. Not that I really blamed him for that, considering all that he'd been through. "It's been 2 years now, Damien. How long are you planning on taking the blame for Dylan's misadventures?" I shook my head as I began to pace back and forth across the large sitting room. I wouldn't exactly classify my twin brother's behaviour as misadventures. He wasn't some teenage party boy getting himself into a little trouble. Dylan was 33 years old and well on a path to self-destruction. He didn't give a damn about anyone or anything. "I don't care what people think of me," I told her defensively. Okay, maybe that wasn't quite true. Dylan's latest indiscretion to be caught on camera was him bare-ass naked, surrounded by several women who were equally nude and probably just as drunk as he was when that picture had been taken. This time, I wasn't all that keen on letting people think I was ignorant enough to let that get caught on camera. I was the reserved Lancaster brother, and I liked it that way. I wanted my competitors and my allies to take me seriously in the business world. I had no idea how a reporter had actually gained entrance to Dylan's drunken orgy, but it wasn't surprising, since my brother did very little to avoid bad press these days. I stopped and picked up the paper. Could it really be as bad as I remember? I only got a quick glimpse of the picture in London. I grimaced as I looked at the image on the front page and the cringe-worthy headline above it. "Sorry, ladies, one woman will never be enough for billionaire Damien Lancaster." Shit, it was as bad as I remembered. I guess that I should be grateful that they blurred some of the explicit details on the nude bodies. I hadn't seen my brother naked since we were children, and I could have very well done without seeing his bare ass for the rest of my life.